He spoke, and turning to Odysseus, gave his right hand in welcome, and speaking in winged words, he said, "Hail, good old stranger. May happiness be yours in time to come. Now you are bound by many ills. Oh, Father Zeus, none of the gods is crueler than thou. Thou carest not that men, when thou hast given them birth, be plunged in misery and sharp distress." A sweat came over me in looking at the man. My eyes were filled with tears for memory of Odysseus. For he, too, I suppose, in just such tatters as a wanderer among men, if indeed he yet lives and sees the sunshine. But if he is already dead and in the house of Hades, then woe is me for good Odysseus, who gave me charge of cattle when I was but a boy in the land of the Cephallenians. And now the herds have grown enormously. No breed of broad-browed cattle ever bladed better. But strangers bid me drive these now for them to eat. For the son of the house they do not care, nor do they tremble at the wrath of gods, but they are bent on parting out their long-gone master's goods. And as for me, around one point my heart within keeps turning. 'Tis very bad while the sun lives to go to the land of strangers, cattle and all, to foreigners. Worse still to stay with strangers' herds and sit about and suffer. Certainly long ago I would have fled and found some other mighty king. Life here cannot be borne. But still I think of that unfortunate, how he may come from somewhere and make a scattering of the suitors up and down the house. Then wise Odysseus answered him and said, "Herdsman, because you do not seem a common, senseless person, but I perceive wisdom is in your heart, I will speak out and swear a solemn oath on what I say. So, first of all the gods be witness, Zeus, and let this hospitable table and the hearth of good Odysseus, whereto I come, be witness. While you are here, Odysseus shall return, and you with your own eyes shall see him, if you will, slaying the suitors who now lord it here." Then answered him the herdsman of the cattle, "Ah, stranger, may the son of Cronus fulfill these words of yours. Then shall you know what might is mine and how my hands obey." So also did Eumaeus pray to all the gods that wise Odysseus might return to his own house. So they conversed together.